This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm, located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for the past 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and cost-effective manner. With us today is the Honorable Andy Zeffie from the Knox Law Firm. Judge Zeffie's practice is focused on alternative dispute resolution, including mediation, arbitration, and early neutral evaluation in both federal and state courts. Judge Zeffie, thanks for being with us today.
Well, good to be with you, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Judge, let's begin. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience and what led you to your role at the Knox Law Firm?
Certainly. Yeah, I've been a lawyer down here in Pittsburgh for about 25 years. I was in private practice for about 12 years, a lot of litigation and real estate work and municipal work. And about 12 years ago, I was appointed as the Allegheny County Solicitor by our county executive, Rich Fitzgerald, then. And I ran the county law department and became the chief legal officer for Allegheny County. And I was in that role for about a decade. And about 2 years ago now, I was appointed by Governor Wolf to a seat on the Court of Common Pleas in Allegheny County, in the civil division in the Court of Common Pleas of Allegheny County. At the end of that appointment, when I was considering what to do next, it was at about at that time that the mediation process became mandatory in civil cases in Allegheny County. And it was something that I very much enjoyed doing on the bench and had a lot of success with. And when I got back in touch with some of my good friends up at Knox Law, we thought it was beneficial to all of us. It would be a great place for me to land to start that practice. So about a month ago, we started in earnest and we're getting it up and running now.
Judge, during your introduction, I used the term that your practice focuses on alternative dispute resolution. In truth, I didn't know a lot about that up until I started to prepare for today. Can you tell us all about the benefits of alternative dispute resolution for those not aware of this concept?
Sure. Alternative dispute resolution, ADR, as it's often referred to in the legal community, is sort of an umbrella term for three different options. Think of it this way. Instead of maybe going to court, you could engage in what's called mediation. That's a voluntary process where the parties get together and it's facilitated by a mediator to help them resolve their dispute. The second prong is arbitration, where you just agree to have an arbitrator decide your case instead of a judge or instead of a jury. You get a binding arbitration decision. And the third option is what's called early neutral evaluation, which is where the parties will go to parties to a lawsuit or dispute, will go to someone with expertise in the field and have them evaluate the merits, the respective merits of their cases in the hopes of probably reaching a resolution that way. So we put those three different disciplines under the umbrella of alternative dispute resolution. And it's really a process that's just designed to avoid the cost and time involved in going into litigation, of going to court.
And Andy, out of a courtroom setting, I've got to imagine that the demeanor of the parties involved likely changes a little bit. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe. It's certainly a lot more casual. So you're not in a court setting. There's not a judge sitting up on the bench. There aren't rules of civil procedure. There's no court reporter. And everything that happens, especially in the mediation process, is confidential. So the parties can share information with each other or with the mediator as they choose, without the risk of that information being used against them later in court. Now, there's certainly information that's exchanged in discovery. The other side already knows, and that's fair game for court. But sometimes in the mediation process, you'll tell a mediator something, the way you feel about a case, or assess your strengths or weaknesses, and none of that can be used in a court setting. So it is certainly a lot more relaxed. It's a lot less intimidating typically for parties to a dispute or a lawsuit, and that can make it a lot more effective.
It does sound like the benefits are numerous. We're speaking with Judge Andy Zeffie from the Knox Law Firm. Judge, what else should people in the business community know about alternative dispute resolution?
I think the key thing to know about it, really, Joe, is that it is a far less costly and far faster alternative to litigation, number one. Number two, the ADR process and mediation in particular allows the parties to a dispute to have control in the outcome, right? If you and I were to go to trial over a dispute, a jury would decide who wins or loses or what that verdict is. Even though we're the ones arguing and presenting evidence, we don't really have a say in what that resolution is. But if you're in a mediation process, both sides can contribute to that and have some control over the outcome of their dispute. So there's a lot of potentially mutually beneficial outcomes that come through the mediation process that you're not going to find if you just go directly to court and duke it out there and pay all that money and take all that time.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that would be a fact. Judge, do you offer remote services as well?
Certainly. Yeah, that's become very popular with COVID and post-COVID. Some people have stuck with it. I generally prefer in-person mediations. I think the personal touch of seeing someone in a room and sizing them up and hearing what they have to say and them having someone listen to their story and what happened to them is very beneficial. That said, some parties prefer remote proceedings, remote remediations, and if that's what the parties prefer, I'm more than happy to accommodate that as well.
Thanks to our guest today, the Honorable Andy Zeffie from the Knox Law Firm. Judge Zeffie's practice is focused on alternative dispute resolution, including mediation, arbitration, and early neutral evaluation in both federal and state courts. If you have questions for Judge Zeffie, please contact Sarah Holland at the Knox Law Firm, 814-459-2800. That's 814-459-2800.